Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Good morning. This is our call to worship. This is the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church here in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm Reverend Stanley Matthews, Senior Pastor here. Let us pray. Eternal Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence as we magnify and glorify your holy and great name. We stop to thank you for this day and yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say, and then do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Our mission statement. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. The 16th chapter and verse 33. The Gospel of John, 16th chapter, verse 33, where we find these words which are recorded. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. From that particular scripture, I want to use for a topic this morning, overcoming tough times. Overcoming tough times. This week has been unusual for me. Unusual in the fact that there were many things that have transpired within the church family. We have had funerals concerning all of the body of Christ that impacts each and every one of us from a personal perspective. We've also had members that are sick, that are in the hospital, and these sicknesses and these issues have compounded itself with the funerals that we have just witnessed. And then there are other people that are asking for prayer and financial support because of this coronavirus. And certainly these have been unusual times. These have been difficult times and tough times. And I went to prayer and I asked the Lord, what would you have me say? And he said, share with my people how we as believers are to overcome tough or difficult times. And so I want to make this personal because as a child growing up in South Dallas, I remember our family having difficult or tough times. We were a family of about seven, and during that time, my father didn't make very much money, and my mother was a housemaid, and she didn't make that much money as well. We lived between two housing units. One was called Rose Terrace and the other one was called Turner's Court. We lived in what was called a low income area. In this area, there were gangs and drug addictions drug addicts. Fights happen frequently, almost every day. And this was a way of life. My brothers and sisters, we never had much to eat, but somehow we survived. We overcame the situation. And I said all of that to say this, as I think about overcoming tough times, I am reminded of a man in the Bible named Job. And Job was a special servant of God. For scripture tells us, Job said that there is none, God said there is none like him in the earth. God said that Job was perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. My brothers and sisters, if there was ever a man who knew how to overcome tough times, it was certainly this man called Job. For during a time of testing, Job lost all of his servants. Job lost his children. And Job lost his livestock. And with losing all of these things that Job had, Job continued to trust in God. How many, my brothers and sisters, of us today could endure loss similar to that of Job and still stand and remain faithful? Job, my brothers and sisters, was one who endured and who overcame tough and difficult times. In spite of all of the things that seemed to be so insurmountable, Job was able to endure. My brothers and sisters, in this life, we were never promised that it would be easy. Jesus himself said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. What cross are you bearing today? And are you taking up your cross even now in these tough and difficult times? For certainly, if there was ever a time that we need to be able to endure, to be able to be steadfast, unmovable, it is right now. And what we have to understand is what the Lord is doing and approving within us, the same process that the Lord did for Job, he is doing and making us stronger as believers in Christ. But I tell you today, to be an overcomer, you must hold on. Hold on to your faith, your commitment, and your dedication to the Lord. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you will see the salvation of the Lord manifesting itself on your behalf. And so when we see all of these things that are occurring today that seem to be so overwhelming, just remember the things that happened to Job. And remember how he continued to be faithful and committed to the Lord in spite of all of his circumstances and all of the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs that might have occurred within his life, he remained steadfast and faithful to the Lord. And the Lord is saying that to you and I today. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag of surrender. Don't throw in the towel. And don't abandon the ship. For the Lord has a perfect prophetic plan for you and I. And that should make us shout hallelujah to our Lord, our God, and our King. So in the Gospel of John, in that 16th chapter, in the Gospel of John, we see Jesus preparing his disciples for his departure. Jesus was about to leave this earth, preparing his disciples for the task that they would do after his departure. Jesus understood what the disciples would be facing after his death. He understood that they would be afraid and they would be scattered to their own homes and be in isolation, hiding fearfully. And knowing all of this, Jesus was preparing them so that they would not lose their faith. He was preparing them so that they would not lose their hope. And I want to open this message this morning with what Jesus told his disciples in chapter 16, in verse 33. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus said, in him and no one else, we as believers have peace. Even though in the world we have tribulations, Jesus said, I already have conquered the world. I have overcome and conquered the problems of the world. I have overcome and conquered the confusion that manifests itself. I have overcome the chaos that seems to be increasing all around us. I have overcome it and conquered it. For Jesus have conquered it all. For he have overcome the world and the world system. What is this world system? When we think about what Jesus was sharing with us, my brothers and sisters, if Jesus has overcome the world, then it does not matter what the world throws at us. It does not matter what comes at you. It's really defeated by the Lord. Let me repeat that. If Jesus has overcome the world, then it does not matter what the world throws at you. It's already defeated by the Lord. That's past tense. Jesus said, I am Jehovah Nissi. And that means I am your banner. And Jesus goes before us in every battle that we have in life. He is Jehovah Nissi, your battle. He stands before us, even in the midst of our storms, even in the midst of our tribulation. Jesus said, I am with you and I am your banner. For there are some battles, my brothers and sisters, that are physical battles. And there are other battles, my brothers and sisters, that are spiritual battles. In our physical battles, it could be a health situation like cancer or diabetes. It could be heart conditions or overweight. Am I in your neighborhood? These are health conditions. It could be asthma or it could be chronic pain. And we wrestle with these physical conditions. My brothers and sisters, our body is not designed to be here forever. And as we grow older, we will experience a lot of these problems and pain, these physical conditions that are so overbearing or seem to be so overwhelming upon us. This body wasn't designed to last forever here. And because of that, it began to wear down just like this world. This world is deteriorating right before our very eyes.
Thank
this
you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry.
To
we pray
forever.
Something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 7145. As always,
the body will break down, but Jesus has something waiting for us.
The unstoppable weight.
Hello, Governor John Bel Edwards here. As you have heard, Louisiana will remain in phase two for the next few weeks. The number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are increasing, and we must do all that we can to reverse that trend. Wear your mask, social distance, and frequently wash your hands. These mitigation measures work.